So in this video, I would like to go a little bit more academic on you, if that's okay. I know that much of what I've shared throughout the course so far has been experience-based rather than academia-based, but academia does always have its place. And I want to recommend a book for those of you who are more rationally and academically minded. It's a book called The Structure of Scientific Revolutions by an author named Mr. Thomas S. Kuhn. Now, this picture here is a 50th anniversary edition, which means the book's quite old. I think it's actually around about 57 or 58 years old now. And it kind of is what it says on the tin. It talks about the structure of scientific revolutions. Now, the reason why I'm building this into a life coaching course, especially at the end of a core beliefs system, is because if you think about what science is, science is just, you know, made up of men and women's ideas that people study and seek to prove or disprove. If an idea can be proven, then a new paradigm is born. And when a new paradigm is born, then all of the scientists then focus on this new paradigm to see if there's any cracks in it, to either prove it or disprove it, or see if there's anything better that can then replace that. All right. And this pretty much is the basis of all science. It's the foundation of philosophical thinking that I mentioned earlier on in the course. Ideas build upon ideas, knowledge builds upon knowledge. All that I've really done throughout this course is, you know, hopefully give you a better understanding of yourself, or I've just given structure to that which you have fundamentally already understood. All right, so this is the main framework, right? The main idea that this book is kind of based on. All right, this is referred to as the Kuhn cycle. All right, so I'm going to talk about science, but then I'm also going to link this idea in with our own personal beliefs to help you understand how it is that our beliefs cannot be used as a foundation to base our life on, because our beliefs are always changing. All right, so normal science. Normal science, in our own words, could be what's normal, i.e. normal life. The way that we see things, just normal life as things are, what we believe, what we think is true, all that kind of stuff. Now, here's the thing. Before you got into this life coaching course, or before you started the journey of personal growth, you were most likely absolutely fine, just going through life as you were going through life, not really perhaps even considering some of the, you know, the larger, more important questions of life. Who am I? What's the meaning of life? What's the purpose of life? Generally, people don't change until the desire to change becomes greater than the desire to remain the same. So there's a pretty good chance that at some point in your past, a day came, or an experience came, or a point came that just removed the scales from your eyes and you said, right, that's it. I need to change something about my life. The way that I'm living my life cannot remain the same. Something has got to give. Something's got to break here. All right. And this is where our model of the world starts to drift, starts to change. And this is kind of what Thomas Kuhn is kind of talking about. So we start asking ourselves questions such as, you know, so this belief, this way of looking at life, is this right? Is this not right? Why do I believe what I believe? Why do I behave the way that I behave? I just don't want to behave and be like this anymore. I want something new. I want to be better. I want to grow. And when we start shifting away from that which is normal to us, our current model of the world, our current way of looking at things, our current worldview, or our current belief begins to shake. It comes into crisis. Now, to give you an example of this, I could go back to my time in the military. For around about a decade, I was led to believe by many of my military training instructors that being part of the military is kind of like the same as being part of a superior human race. So I ended up developing this false, unhealthy state of confidence within myself. My identity and my confidence and my inner security as a man was based upon my ability to perform and do well, i.e. work hard, produce outcomes. Now, this was fine when I was producing outcomes, but when I wasn't producing outcomes, this would send me into this place of absolute self-destruction and inner devastation. It might sound like extreme words, but you know, there were extreme circumstances and an extreme emotional experience. So, I think it was in 2008, around about 5 years after leaving the military, where I woke up one day and I had pretty much devastated many of my relationships. Because remember, you know, how aware we are of ourselves determines how well we manage ourselves. And back then I was not managing myself well, which meant that how I was managing my relationships was also really quite destructive. So I had offended people, I'd insulted people, I'd used people, I'd abused people back then. I was a very, very angry man, quite manipulative in many, many ways. And I'd lost one of the, you know, pretty much one of the final friends that I had. And this sent my model into crisis. I cannot live life like this anymore. It's not I cannot, I will not. Everything will change. Everything must change right now, not tomorrow. I'm not going to go and read some books and figure out how I could change or what my options are. I'm not going to put in place a 20-page, you know, plan around this. Everything is going to change right now. I'm at a place of absolute desperation. Right, a place of absolute necessity. And science actually evolves in exactly the same way, where science talks about paradigms. We as human beings would refer to as beliefs, but all paradigms are just simply ways of looking at things. What is perceived or thought as being factual until what is thought as being factual is then proved unfactual or inaccurate or flawed. And this is kind of what happens in our own life through the stage of model crisis to model revolution. Now this is generally going to be where your clients will be at, all right? Their current model of the world is in crisis. Something is drastically not working for them, right? They're trapped in this, you know, in between this place of their self-esteem and self-concept, their current state, their ideal state. They're in between where they currently are and where they want to be, right? The model revolution is all about taking the new steps, it's about acquiring the new learnings, you know, developing the new perspective, the new attitude, the new levels of understanding, even shifting, stepping out of some old mindsets, some old belief systems, and into something better. And I'm not saying that we're going to be stepping into what is universally true, but we're just going to be stepping into something that's better, that serves us in a more effective way. And this brings us into a place of model revolution. Now, give you an honest example here. So my model crisis I had when I was living in New Zealand, I'd sabotaged many of my most important relationships. And when things got to the pinnacle of chaos, I ended up deciding that I was gonna, you know, give my life a complete drastic overhaul. I ended up going to this church group, which was fantastic. And it wasn't that I was really so much into all the hardcore religious stuff, all right? But, you know, I did fully immerse myself in study. I wanted to understand what this group of people understood that I didn't understand. And I took many of the principles, I applied many of them to myself. But the purpose wasn't to become religious. The purpose was to learn and grow and become a better, more valuable version of me. And my model of the world completely transformed. I had my model revolution. What I didn't have was a complete picture. I didn't have the full story. I didn't have all the answers, all right? But my outlook on life became different, because throughout the phase of life where I was kind of, you know, having this religious experience, if you like, it wasn't so much the religion that I bought into, but what I did buy into was the way in which many of these people interacted with each other. And I compared how many of these families were interacting with each other to, you know, how I used to interact and treat many of my past relationships. And this gave me a complete paradigm change. I learned, rather than to approach my relationships from the attitude of what can I get, I started approaching my relationships from the attitude of what can I give, understanding that unless people are finding value in me, they're not going to want that much to do with me anyway. And this then became my new normal, a new way of doing life, all right? And then from there, I found that, you know, as I gave people, started making a difference in other people's lives, I found more fulfillment in the context of my own life. This was fine, but I couldn't just keep this to myself. I then decided I would start coaching and teaching and sharing with other people, and give a man a fish, he will eat for today. Well, through here I learned how to, you know, be on the receiving end of fish. And then one more lap of the cycle, and I learned how to teach other people how to fish. And then it was a couple more cycles it took me to figure out how to teach other people how to teach people how to fish, so that together we can end world hunger. And this is a perfect example of what Kuhn was talking about in terms of paradigm change. We're all going to be operating life on a level. And as a life coach, once you finish this course, you're going to go, hopefully, away and do something with these learnings. You're going to go away and either completely dismiss them, or you're going to go away and apply them to yourself, in which case you're hopefully going to start benefiting from some, you know, degree of growth and change and improvement in your life. Or you might get out there and start coaching other people through the process of making shifts in their thinking, in their paradigms. Or at some point in the future, you might go on to become a coach of coaches, a trainer of trainers, a mentor of mentors, and start changing the world on a global scale. But what I'm saying here is life is the process. And this is the natural order of change. We will not change until our desire to change becomes greater than our desire to change. And this is generally where people need to be if we're going to serve them most effectively through our coaching endeavours. All right, you with me? Easy enough idea. Listen, if you do want a better understanding of this, I'm not saying that this is the easiest read in the world, but it certainly will give you a grounded understanding of how it is that in the world of science, paradigm shifts happen. And if you can relate that idea to what I've shared with you here, in exactly the same way, you're going to gain a grounded insight and understanding of how it is that people's beliefs also change over time. This is the structure of scientific revolutions. So hope you found this interesting, and I'll see you again in the next clip where we're going to prepare to start wrapping this section of the course up.